HR Party of One is brought to you by Burning Portal. As an HR pro, you've heard of pay transparency laws passed in many states. If you're somewhere like New York, you're at the center. But this isn't a trend. It's a seismic shift in how the world of work recruits talent. Many employers may think, but I already do some of this stuff, so changing anything now is just extra work on my plate. While pay transparency legislation deeply impacts recruiting, it also affects your compliance. If you're still wondering if this truly applies to you, remember, those who aren't getting ahead of the curve are falling behind it. The companies improving their pay transparency or not doing so are your labor market competition. Consider the image taken from a job posting online. Does anything strike you as odd? I bet. But I'll focus on one standout detail. How can a salary range fall between $1 and $500,000? So in today's episode of HR Party of One, let's cover what is pay transparency, how does it relate to equity, the five ways pay transparency laws will impact you, and how to get ahead of the curve. Let's dive in. So, what is pay transparency? More than likely, you've already encountered questions about pay transparency. Consider the laws protecting a workforce's right to openly discuss pay rates amongst each other. That's a very recognizable form of pay transparency, but it's far from the only one. Pay transparency is a policy of honesty. Specifically, it's when your organization is clear and open about pay rates and practices, like providing information about raises due to promotions, providing reasoning for why people in the same role make different amounts, and offering pay range information to applicants. Your organization's commitment to pay transparency also affects how potential applicants understand compensation for your open roles. Understanding compensation is critical, but you know pay transparency begins with, and hear me out, offering transparent pay. That sounds redundant, but it's the truth. Pay transparency laws are the legislature's way of getting organizations to make their pay structures transparent to the current and future workforce. So while pay transparency laws impact recruitment practices right now, the ultimate goal is to promote equity. Pay transparency equals equity, eventually. Pay transparency is critical to improving overall organizational equity. Many HR pros aim to improve overall equity as it attracts talent and retains great workers. But equity can mean many things. Are we talking about moving salaries to a middle ground? Preventing pay compression? The answer is more complex and goes beyond just your workplace. Organizations with equitable pay practices set higher standards for their industry or community by offering competitive wages, honesty about upward mobility, and a clear-cut pay structure. Talent is attracted to those workplaces, so other organizations must improve their own pay transparency to compete for top talent. No one will accept a job offer missing a defined salary range or growth opportunities when they could accept an offer with upfront honesty about wages and paths to achieve higher compensation. HR is an organization's great equalizer because you are positioned to impact all of these areas of opportunity. You drive leadership to create transparent pay structures, commit to honest recruitment practices, encourage internal development and mobility, and more. Many jurisdictions have passed laws targeting the various components of pay transparency. I have a resource for you where we update which states pass laws in the description. Each jurisdiction's law differs, but many share common ground. For an HR party of one with a well-worn recruiting hat, there may be a lot of changes to make sooner rather than later. Let's start with what pay transparency laws will impact. Number one, writing job descriptions. Pay transparency laws nationwide reliably have one major thing in common. They are changing how we write job descriptions. Companies must now include a pay range in their job descriptions in multiple states, including New York and California. The range must also be included in good faith, a legal term meaning that you should hold to the spirit of the rule, not the letter. Here's an example. A company posts a job and the job description contains a wage range specifying a customer service role is compensated between $53,000 and $67,000 annually, depending on other criteria. That's in good faith, even if we don't know more details. But what if the same company instead posted the job with a range of $30,000 to $98,000? That's quite a difference between the low and high end of a single role's compensation spectrum. I won't even touch the example I had at the beginning. Companies that provide this kind of range in bad faith do so to conceal a role's actual compensation. Such a wide range attracts more applicants, and competitive talent may apply planning to make $98,000 when that uppermost range is much more than what the company will agree to pay. Not all jobs have pay ranges. Some hourly roles may have a flat amount, which is fine. However, remember that a range may not be a clearly defined set. If someone applies and you want to hire them, but they want more than what is offered, consider whether you would say yes or no. This might be a time to play it safe and define what sort of skills, experiences, etc. merit someone to make more than what is initially offered. Number two, excluding internal applicants. Some states' pay transparency laws require employers to offer internal applicants information about roles as they become available. Employers in Washington with 15 or more employees must provide pay scale information concerning internal movement to employees who ask for it. So if someone is promoted to a managerial position, they can request pay scale info to learn the salary range of their new position. We've all seen horror stories about capable, driven employees promoted into leadership roles without increased compensation. Work more for less money. Laws pushing for internal pay transparency prevent this by allowing employees to advocate for themselves if promotions arrive without a deserved raise. This is one of the ways pay transparency promotes equity. Additionally, some states now require employers to offer roles to potential internal applicants. You should always choose the best candidate. Legislation won't prevent that. It intends to prevent employers from exclusively seeking external hires to block the upward mobility of those within their current workforce. Number three, paying people in the same role differently. Some pay transparency laws require employers to define the criteria for deciding why people within the same role make different amounts. The crux here is that while the rules outline responsibilities may be identical, the people within the role are not. For example, the state of Maryland took steps to ensure employers have clear reasoning for how certain certifications or degrees, tenure, etc., impact why someone makes more than another in the same position. This is Maryland's equal pay for equal work clause. For example, if two customer service representatives have the same skill set and began working together simultaneously, why would one get a raise over another? An employer must be able to explain why, such as if one person creates documentation for their role to aid in training other hires. Also, that criteria must apply across the board, not just once. Number four, asking applicants about pay history. Any HR pro knows that there are things you can and can't ask in an interview. Some states have barred employers from asking applicants about their pay history. The goal is to prevent employers from basing pay negotiations on someone's current wages. It's another spirit versus letter of the law concept. Since pay transparency legislation aims to increase equity, employers should not use someone's current salary to curtail their offer. I have some friends with degrees in higher education. Once my buddy who finished a PhD in a different field applied for a job. Obviously, he had the qualifications and experience, plus references, samples, and more. He was the ideal applicant. As a teaching assistant finishing his degree, he made around $20,000 annually. One of the companies he applied to asked for his current pay rate. For context, the lower end of the role he applied to was around $85,000. The higher end was somewhere in the 120s. They offered him $50,000, a serious lowball considering the role in his resume. Absurd. Number five, how you might use recruiters. Using a third party to recruit for open positions does not offer a loophole to certain regulations. Most states have this language baked into their pay transparency legislation. Any recruiter or service provider helping you hire must follow the same rules you have to. How can you get ahead of the curve? Pay transparency laws aren't a what if, they're a when. Preparing now can help you in the long run and make you look extra great compared to the job market competition, who might not be as forward thinking to include salary ranges and job descriptions. Adding that one detail can vastly improve your recruitment rates, and it puts you on the right side of the law. When legislation passes in your state, you'll be ahead of the curve. Speaking of job descriptions, that's one thing that is an absolute hassle to deal with. Sometimes they're quick, but you should focus on other projects. Bernie Portal's applicant tracking feature enables me to create and save templates for job descriptions and other communication needs. If someone has moved to the next hiring stage, I can use one of my templates to congratulate them and outline the next steps. I don't waste a second of my time writing that could be spent hiring. If you really want to improve transparency and equity, consider using a levels document to guide your organization's compensation strategy. It creates learning pathways for everyone in your workforce and defines criteria for increased compensation in a clear format. It's the ultimate pay transparency and equity tool. I'll link our previous episode on the topic for you to check out. It's unreasonable to overhaul your whole system to introduce each state's unique requirements into your policies. This episode informs you on the most common changes heading our way, but your state-specific laws are of critical importance. Your hiring practices can make or break your organization's pay transparency. The recruitment playing field is turning into a three-way battle between legal compliance, current hiring practices, and your organization's commitment to equity. Battle isn't the right word, so let's go with opportunity instead. Get ahead of the curve and implement impactful change to take advantage of how the push for pay transparency gives you leverage into the talent market. And remember, your role is only as strategic as you make it.